This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
You. Do you know that bad girls go to hell?
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Tonight, for $10, you can rent a Japanese middle-aged man.
What?
Some chick wants to bang 100,000 men. And Barack Obama has a connection with a Nazi cult.
No shit.
And joining us in studio is our good friend, Matt Thomas.
Also known as RoboTuner, greetings from the Temple of the Eye, coming at you for your listening enjoyment, amusement, disgust, or all the above. Take your pick.
And well, we really don't have to do anything else the rest of the show.
I'm Matt. My introduction's
really?
Kind of lame now.
I was just going to say.
I'm Matt Stubbs.
I'm Seth.
There's Dustin.
I'm just Dustin over
He's
here.
He's over there.
Over here at the board.
You want to do that
what's
again?
What's going on?
No,
I have nothing.
I'm good.
All right.
Well, it's rolling red. I see it. It got it that time.
It did. Hey, you.
Me?
Why are you here?
Who are you?
Well,
who the fuck invited you?
Well, I came by because I wanted to really see GTA, and as soon as I walked in, I heard Seth's voice say, "Freeze, motherfucker," and I felt something at the back of my head. He's like, "Sit the fuck down," and then I got tied up and brought in here.
And it was his penis?
Why
it was
are
his
we
dildo
God,
that he had
go.
At the back of my head, and I thought it was a fucking gun. I thought I was going to die.
I guess Thomas has got this show, okay. So we'll just go.
We'll just sit back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have a cigarette real quick.
It's the Matt Thomas show.
Jesus.
Keep it rolling.
Hey, I'm just glad you didn't stand us up tonight.
Well, hell no, dude.
You did a couple weeks ago because you had to go to your sister's party.
All right, are we really
that was
gonna
down
bring,
the street.
Are we really
were you dressed
bring
up
that
like
up again?
A Pokemon or some shit?
Ash, for the record.
Oh, he's being serious.
Yeah.
Ash.
You
Ash.
Fucking
What's
LARPer.
Ash? What's Ash from?
He was Pokemon, a main character
obviously.
From the Pokemon cartoon.
Wasn't
my daughter
no
was dressed up
Wii.
As Pikachu. My girlfriend Shelly was Misty, and then her 15-year-old son
You
was
weren't
Brock.
Joking about that?
No.
Didn't you see my Facebook picture?
I guess not.
We're not friends on Facebook.
When you said Ash,
yeah, we are.
I thought
you
it
are.
Was
friends with all you guys.
So you went to, you at yeah. your party, you were really dressed up as Pokemon figures. That was
well,
the real
Ash,
deal.
Yeah.
Who is dressed as Roach?
Oh, no, you don't have to show it to us.
No,
it's
I don't care.
I'm showing you. They've seen it.
I don't give a shit.
When you said Ash, I thought Army of Darkness either. Ash. Wasn't that his name?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, that's
who
what I
thought. Who is
dressed
as so
long
since Roach
yeah, Evil Dead.
Joint.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was in reference to.
But yeah.
What do you smell, Seth?
What do you hear with Ash?
I thought you were Burnt Jew.
Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
What, is that racist?
God. That shut everyone up. We were all talking to each other, then it ends.
Right off the bat.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, so I brought some nuts in
started
for you
the lineup.
Guys.
How was that racist?
Dustin gets up there right off the bat and hits a single for a
no, that was
anti-Semitic
a double.
Quote.
That was a double.
Oh, it was a double?
Yeah, definitely.
The reason being, the only reason I brought it up is because Barack Obama's affiliation with the Nazi occult, which we'll get into later.
I want to hear that.
It's pretty funny.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the refreshments I brought for you guys, since Seth said he
some
likes my
stick.
Nuts so much.
There's
oh,
some
I gotta
stick.
Go get mine.
Hey, speaking of which, there's another refreshment I was bringing for you guys, but I decided against it,
because
I know
Dave.
That you guys weren't
You're
gonna go
here.
For it. So look, just hear me out for a second. I thought up of a new kind of shot. Here it is. It's Kraken, because Kraken's a shit. A little bit of tomato juice, a little bit of grenadine, and a teaspoon of salt. You know what I named it? Pussy blood.
Good lord.
Jeez, you're
oh
coming
God.
Out of a cannon tonight. God.
Seth was talking about the
I'm backed out, boys. I'm done.
That documentary about the labioplasties, and he's like, yeah, three or four shots of blood came out of there, so.
It did. You seen the fucking video?
All right.
No,
so,
I haven't.
This Shoot the Shit is brought to you by Matt Thomas and his band Confounded, who will be playing this Friday night at Bryan Street Pub.
Are you going to do, stand-up, too? You going to do a stand-up back before you put on the show with them?
Nah, I'll just leave that to my YouTube page, The RoboTuner.
Gotcha.
Which I just do shitty
Third
acapella
plug.
Videos, or half-assed at least. But it's really more of a way for me to justify my situation, because I really don't have any friends, so I just record myself and watch myself all day.
Matt, you're already the best guest ever, because we don't have to do shit. I mean, I'm just sitting back eating peanuts.
Hey, you said the last show that you were going to rely on them for more legwork because of your GTA. So I thought I'd bring some extra stuff as ammunition.
I'm laid back
Plus,
in my chair
I'm,
right now.
I'm like, the easiest target chilling, in the world anyway. You guys know this.
That's why you came out guns blazing.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, that's... I'd like to welcome you to our weekly nut punching. Because that's all this show is now. It's just nut punching.
I'm a little tired because I stayed up all night...
That's my bag of nuts.
...last night. Guess what I was watching?
Breaking Bad.
First season.
Again?
No. Not Breaking Bad.
First season.
Boardwalk.
No.
Nope.
I'm caught up on that.
First season.
Well, fucking tell me, what is it?
Something new.
Newsroom.
Oh, goddamn right, huh?
And?
Six episodes.
And? Now, you had to watch the shit twice, dude. Because
yeah,
that shit moves
third,
so
about
quick.
About the third episode, I started getting into it, and there was nothing. I blasted through everything on my DVR, and I just went on to HBO.
They just finished up their second season.
Yeah, HBO Go. And then watched it.
I haven't watched this week's episode.
It's funny because Jeff Daniels is such a serious, smart guy on that show. And then
you're used to him being
dumb
and dumber.
You're like, whoa. So,
or getting his face blown
off. I know about
that
one. I've seen the pilot.
Dumb and Dumber?
No. The Newsroom. Isn't that where he gets up and speaks a bunch for a bunch of college kids about the decline of America?
That's the very first episode.
That's what I... Yeah. I saw that clip.
Watch the
show. I'm
going to
come off my warpath on it. I'm gonna let
Is
it
that
roll.
What's happening?
I'm gonna let it roll a little bit.
Okay.
Because
let it roll. Let it see what's going on.
It brought up a question for me though. For us, are we media? Is this media? Or what are we?
Technically speaking, this is new media. This is future media. Podcasts.
So we're considered
new
media.
And future media. So we aren't. I mean, we're just tonight. We're four jackoffs sitting in a shed, just
one with stand-up routine.
So. Who has a full routine coming out of the gate. So.
Well, yeah, so I thought y'all would be proud that I started that.
I am. I'm quite proud.
Yeah, that
it's
is awesome.
About time.
Dude.
You made fun of the damn thing. In my, no.
We'll see what you think.
I tried it on. I don't. I guess.
Like a dress?
Tried it on?
Yeah, tried it on for size a few weeks ago or a few months ago, and it just didn't happen. And then last night, I watched the second episode and the third episode, and about the third one, I was like, okay, I want to watch four.
Was it one of those things like you've reached the end of your HBO shows, so you're like, oh, I'll just default over to
That's
this.
Exactly
see what's
what
happening.
It was.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, the guys talk about this, so I guess I better watch it.
Like
okay.
The Orange is the New Black.
Boardwalk Empire.
I haven't started that yet, but I plan on watching that. Like,
are you caught
once.
Up on
Bam.
Boardwalk Empire? It's badass this season.
I thought I was. Then I watched the first episode this season. I was like, wait, I missed something.
Stuff?
I missed something. And I missed the last two episodes of last season.
Oh!
And I didn't know it. I thought I was all caught up.
That sucks.
Because I went back and started reading the. Summaries.
Yeah.
And it was the last two. I was like, oh, dang.
That's
it.
Fail.
Mm-hmm.
What's fail is this goddamn bed I have going on right here.
That is a bad
bed. It's keeping his chill,
bed.
Though.
It is.
Call mattress giant.
We haven't punched
you,
Thomas
in
the face
yet. 2 minutes and it's going to fucking stay dead. I'm not going to do it again.
Okay. It was the nuts. He was going to kick me in the nuts.
We haven't kicked him in the nuts yet, so it's calming us down, obviously.
Well, there you go. You guys each have a bag to choose from. I brought four.
I want your bag.
What, you want the espresso
Your real
beans?
Bag.
I
no.
took Matt's
premium chocolate?
Sea-salted cashews and premium chocolate nuts.
I got almond
I like
that
sounds
nuts.
Really good.
In my mouth. Thank you, Matt. These are good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, fuck this shit. Get to shoot the shit, fuckets.
I thought we were.
Come on, fuckets.
I thought we were.
I was shooting the shit just
Oh,
then.
Are we? Oh.
So,
is that it? We done here?
Nah, go for it.
No, I'm done.
I know you want to talk about Saturday night. The fight.
Saturday night, there was a big boxing match. And Stubbs, Dust, and I went up to Buffalo Wild Wings and got hammer fucked.
Yeah, I got in trouble that night.
With who?
Because apparently I released a text that didn't go over well to the girls at the bar.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Brittany and
something you talk about
Jonna were really hot at me. And what? Not a good way either.
Because they were wanting food from you. It's like, dude, this place is fucking elbows and assholes. There's no room to fuck it. It's nut to butt.
They got mad over
no,
a text
No, I
over
shot
food?
A text over a drunk text. And
what'd you shoot? From BB Buffalo Wild Wings?
It was something along the matter of, okay, I'm getting your food, you fucks. And they didn't like that at all.
That's just terrible.
Oh, no.
I should have responded to them.
You should have. You weren't with me, though. Y'all banded me.
Out of all
Y'all
the bullshit.
Banded me.
I had shit to do.
Y'all were gone.
I had to go to the grocery store on my way to the bar. From the bar to the next bar.
I had
that
a shit
terrible.
To do.
And why were you doing that?
What?
Good gesture?
Huh?
It's for his wife.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The way you said it made
that's
it seem like you were getting
it lasting.
For the bar.
And I had to get dog food.
See, that's why his marriage is lasting.
For his wife. Because she's a fucking
dog. You don't get
dog.
That, do you?
Yes, I do get it. Stop. Dude, you're one to talk. You're divorced, too.
Oh, yeah. It's because I didn't get dog food on the way home. He's a good guy.
Is that why I'm divorced?
You know what, Stubbs? I want to point something out. Yeah. It is not just for you to tell that story about this being a steadfast event going to the clubhouse when I wasn't there.
Oh, I thought you were there.
I had no idea you guys even went. I don't think he was even invited. You're probably like, yeah.
They didn't want you around.
Yeah, fuck Thomas. He's a fucking buskie. Leave his ass at home.
That's exactly what they said, because I was there that night.
You're a piece of shit. No one likes
you. Where's my good buddy Thomas? Fuck that dude. Fuck that ass clown. We don't want him jumping up and down next to strippers.
I thought you were there.
No, seriously. That was the first time I've heard that story. I was not there. What if that's... Anyway.
So let's clear... Wait. Yeah. I don't even know where to go. Because Buffalo Wild Wings, we watched the fight. Mm. Boring.
It was a little lame.
Our table was the golden tea machine.
You know, yeah, what was fun about the entire fight was the sound kept clipping out because they didn't know how to run their fucking board for shit. So it'd clip out like every fucking 30 seconds and it'd be dead air. And everyone would be like just sitting there watching the TV going, oh, what the fuck? And everyone stops talking going, what happened?
You could hear a pin drop.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Except for Seth yelling things.
Except for me, every time I was sitting there going, oh, what am I saying next? What am I saying? Okay. And you have to do a real quick 2-second yell as loud as you can.
All right, babies.
So I started yelling, all right, babies. And there was a black guy fighting what I thought was a white guy. He's Mexican, Irish, whatever. I start yelling, racism at its best. And you're just constant shit like that. I was pouring beer all over this other chick's tits, and the cops, there's cops walking around constantly.
That girl showed me her boobies, and you guys too.
I never saw
them. On request, at least 7 times.
I never saw them. Put them away.
I was like, oh, your boobs are out again. She goes, oh, really? Here.
Oh, are they? And then here you go again. Yeah.
How big were they?
Jesus. She did it in front of the cops.
I never saw it, and you're pouring beer down her dress.
Yeah, just all over the place.
You
and
did?
Yeah, you were between us. I was with the Golden Tee, and I was just
I'm watching
big
the fight.
Pint glass, and I'm like, fuck you.
Apparently,
bitch.
I had too much pop that night.
You kind of did.
Yeah.
Too much pop?
Yeah, a little too
I
much
I was
pop.
Watching the fight. I turned 45 degrees, and so Seth is pouring beer down some chick's top. Then I go back to the fight, and I'm confused because I've never seen a white, red-headed Mexican before.
Ginger Mexican.
Ginger Mexican.
Canelo was,
At first, I thought, all right, he's coming out to the... Irish flag. No, that's a Mexican flag. My colors were a little off there. That wasn't red. That was orange. or that wasn't orange. That was red. What's
I'd
going
heard
on here?
That well, people that meet that description.
Have
no
you
soul.
Watched
what's going on here?
Ray Donovan yet?
I don't know what to do, guys.
Uh-oh.
Because there's a black Irish guy.
Black Irish is understandable. I've seen that.
You have?
Yeah.
Get out of the fucking mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight from Ireland, Irish?
Straight from, yeah.
Because this one's, he's not from Ireland. His family is.
Yeah, there's black Irish.
G'day, mate.
So the we leave there.
Shit. I was still swallowing beer.
The fight ends. It was boring. It
sucked.
We leave there.
I want to apologize for getting y'all together to do that because it was kind of lame. And
I still had a good
time. I was kind of the one that pressed.
I had a good
was
time
good.
After I left.
We have plans for the next fight, though.
Yeah, we're
the
going
next
up
boxing
to
match.
Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, we're going to go to the casino up in Oklahoma.
Could be a Jerry Jonestown massacre promotion. We could have listeners come.
We could invite
Dustin?
People out there and they could hang out with us. Maybe sit there with us and have a beer.
Maybe pay for our beers.
If we let them. I mean,
we'll,
sit with us, not pay for
we'll
our beers.
We'll plug your whatever the fuck you're doing on the air and then go, no, we're not. Fuck you, dude. Thank you.
Just give us the beer.
Just give us the beer. You can't
again,
talk to us.
Like that old band. Again.
We'll have Matt up
I'm
there.
I'm still mentioning them. Fuck them.
We'll have Thomas over here. Keeping him away. He'll be our bodyguard.
That guy emailed again going, do what the fuck. Y'all still didn't mention our fucking band. I bought you like 3 shots. I'm like, I don't care.
So he didn't get
don't
it.
Don't listen
that
anymore.
We, like,
stop listening.
We were well, I mean, we pretty much said we're not going to say it.
Yeah, stop listening.
Yeah. What an ass clown.
I think he was the guitarist for the Confounded.
No, you would recognize him. Oh, wait, but that's right. I know what band you were
you
talking
know,
about.
Get over
I'm
it.
Not going to say the name, though.
I wouldn't.
No.
So we leave there. I go to the grocery store to buy some things, mm-hmm. and it takes me a good 30 minutes there.
Probably.
I left at the same time Seth did with another girl.
I thought you... Wait a second. You didn't go with Dust?
No, I left with that girl that I met.
And I arrived at Billiards and got out of my truck as they're walking across the parking lot.
Are you kidding me?
So there's a 30-minute void in there.
Plus drive time.
into the void.
Well, she wasn't playing. Like, she was ready to go out to my truck when I kept jingling the keys.
Yeah, you kept fucking joking around.
It's like, here y'all go.
And y'all
can
gonna
go check this out right now.
Y'all were going to go to Home Depot and do some measuring?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking about the guys that got caught at Home Depot fucking in the parking lot.
Measuring of what?
And every time I'd
penis.
Every time I'd jingle my keys, she was like, let's do this. Let's do this right now. And we're like, well, what if all of us come and watch? She's like, that's cool with me.
Let's go.
Y'all just want to do it.
Yeah, she's a listener now.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. She was cool.
She was.
At the bar, we had fun. She was cool. She made fun of everybody like we did. I think she's
the
female
bar,
you,
She started lab dancing. I was like, all right, get off. You're out of my game here.
At
B's.
TXB?
Yeah.
But I think she was doing that to make fun of everybody else that was doing that.
Yeah.
Because that was a very lap dance intensive evening at the bar.
Why was it like that? What was going on?
Someone.
There's a fight tonight. Let's fucking lap dance.
Payday.
I don't even think that crowd knew there was a fight.
I would have loved to see that shit, man. Damn. I wish I would have been there.
It was payday. Everybody had fresh meth, and it was good to go. I don't know.
I need some meth. If any listeners have meth,
or you're with the People's Temple,
Jesse and Walt, email us.
Hey, guys.
Would y'all like to do our meth?
I
you know those
some
are
good
fictional
meth. I
characters,
snort the
right?
Shit.
That's not real.
I don't want to be fucking smoking it.
Breaking
I
Bad
I can't
is
find
not
the blue.
Real.
I can't find the blue anywhere.
It's
I go into
real.
The I go into CVS. Do you guys got the blue?
Wait, huh?
Maybe if you went to a CVS in Venus.
Venus. Well, I don't get you.
The planet?
No, what? The town. Venus?
Huh?
You guys
Venice?
Know where that is?
Venice Beach?
No, Venus. Small town right by Waxahachie. It's all trailers and meth and shit.
How do you
okay,
know
he's actually
this?
Probably spot on with that shit if it's next to Waxahachie.
I know someone that lives there.
Waxahachie!
Do you spend a lot of time down there?
No.
On meth?
Waxahachie!
Do you cook?
I cook dinner every night.
No, meth, fuck it.
Like, last night I made some steaks on the grill.
I didn't say the F word.
Is that code?
I said, fuck it.
Are we not allowed to talk?
Maybe you guys were actually talking about Coca-Cola when you ever asked me about the party I was at the other week.
What?
Huh?
And when... And maybe you were asking me about how much weeds my sister had in her yard.
All right, shut up. Because I'm getting text from my son out here as we're doing the show.
How old is your son?
He's 8.
Is he 8? Okay.
And he's not having a good night tonight?
He's sending me text messages. Mommy is not letting me have pizza.
The cunt. Did he say the cunt?
No.
Oh. Does he know what that word means yet?
No.
I hope not.
I'm going to teach him something later.
Nor is he British. So then,
what a twat that bitch.
Oh, here's another one. I want bloody pizza. Twat. I want pizza. Hi, Daddy. I want
pizza. That's it?
You know, it's funny. I want pizza. I want my pizza. Girls have started doing that, too, texting me this last month or so.
That's what you get for getting him. Does he have a phone, or is he doing an iPad, or what's he doing?
He's doing it on his iPod Touch.
That's okay. Funny.
He's got one of the newer generations
Daddy,
of iPod Touch.
Can you come in here, stop your stupid fucking show no one cares about, and give me some pizza?
No one listens to you. Pay attention to me. Come back and play some Grand Theft Auto. So are we done with Shoot Shit? Because I'm ready to go in.
GTA.
Let's glow and like Theft Auto. Exploratory
It's
cigarette.
All about the GTA.
It's all about the GTA.
What song is that?
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg.
Play the bit.
Because I think it's all about PTA. I don't know.
Oh, it's all about the PTA?
I don't know. Is it all about the PTA? Anybody got anything else for Shoot the Shit?
I don't give a fuck. Let's just move this bitch along.
I guess...
Worst show ever.
Worst show ever. And for y'all that love the banjo music?
No, we don't. No one loves that.
Okay, there's your
How many complaints
bit.
Have That's we had about get. The banjo
Shotgun
music?
Shotgun shit. Let's do some
of Hey, what's the... What has gotten complained about the most?
Oh, shit.
The top right three. Right. The top three has... Number one has to be the banjo music,
it
right?
It is. Everybody hates
What are you
the
asking me right now?
The most... The complaints that people have had about our show... banjo
the people,
music has to be
okay.
Right
banjo
there.
Is number one. Second is the guests we have on. Third is us.
Fuck you, Matt.
The third thing is us. It's like, y'all
funny.
Are all fucking stupid. And you
well, you
suck
know what?
Dick.
Y'all can suck one. We'll get a Marconi for a podcast.
There it is. That's my.
Can
favorite.
You do it? Can you get a Marconi?
I don't
for
know.
No, funny. You can't. That's
a Parconi.
Parconi.
We'll get a Parconi for our podcast.
Are we ready for some emails,
You know
guys?
Many people are going, what the fuck are they talking about? Marconi,
You've got
Marconi.
Mail.
I'm still in the closet with this show. I'm never coming out.
That's FM DJ right there.
You've got
You can't put a price on good pussy.
Fucking Pam.
Good lord.
Does it make any sense?
Holy shit, Snatch.
Okay, I've only seen like one or two emails this week, and okay, I'm scared.
Yeah, because you got an email that you posted up here, and I was like, whoa, good Lord.
The following emails do not reflect the attitudes or opinions of Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Or no, me, they're a disclaimer.
They are just emails that we get.
They're just emails we get, and we thought we would read because we thought they were funny. But in no way do we agree or condone them in any way. Please keep sending us our email, your emails to jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. Thank you.
And we usually don't read emails. They're just bullshit because they're just they're bullshit. But when we get so many emails about the same thing, we'll go and pick like the closest, best one that reflects the opinions of everyone else, and then we read that one.
This week's funny.
Oh, God. Okay, so subject. Bull. Okay.
What?
Bull.
Oh, bull.
Like bullshit. Okay, I'll just jump right to it. I understand having skits or making stuff up to try to be funny, but it's... What the fuck? But did one of you really fart into a mic and shit your pants?
I guess that's directed to me.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I had to squeeze it off and go leave the studio. And you know what? I said I would never do that again. So fuck you. And
please don't.
We're the ones that are working on the Marconi for podcasts.
I did get a few people that said they turned the show off when they heard that you were farting on mic.
It smelled like the labyrinth in here, the swamp of never ending stench. For about 15 minutes.
So you've been.
Does that have a name on it?
The Bog of Eternal Stench.
A Bog of. Okay, well, yeah, whatever. I just.
Is there a name on that one?
What do you mean?
On the email. Did they leave their name?
Yeah, but they said don't say it. Everyone fucking the emails is like,
well,
don't
whoever,
say my name.
Whoever sent that email, I apologize.
It was a guy.
I'm not going to do it again. And you can suck. Just kidding.
Okay, subject. Nothing. They typed out nothing. Hey, does Christina realize that she has a phone sex voice?
I got a lot of that.
I did, too.
Well, I got a lot of, tell her to shut the fuck up, sent to me.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
There's more emails.
Obviously, it's not just me.
Nope.
It's not cool.
So, that was our last guest, and yeah, she had a phone sex voice. And until she got into something, then she got all high-pitched and shitty.
But new bit, should we have a phone sex show where people can call in and talk to Chrissy?
No.
No?
Okay. I don't know if she'd go for that.
Let me finish this email.
Would you have time to do that and be your moi at the same time?
Moi? Blah.
Yes.
Hey, does anyone realize Christina has a phone sex voice? If one out of four girls have a smelly vagina, you are smelling some bad vaginas. And I suggest you find
too.
New girls. And when guys make comics like this, you shouldn't wonder why some girls are so worried about their smell. And then she skips over here to this. Listening to the show on 9/11... and Matt talking about planes flying into buildings isn't funny. Well, that's
I was
it for
waiting
now.
For something of like
Jennifer.
That.
What? I didn't say anything about planes flying
into
buildings.
During the vagina
thing.
Yes, you
did.
You need to go back and listen to that show.
You did.
Yes,
I heard
did.
It too.
And when people listened to the show, it was like a couple days later, and it was on 9/11. And they're going, that's not funny. I was like, whoa. Dun, 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 dun.
I was also told that me committing jihad on my office wasn't funny either. But,
yeah, I heard.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Sorry about the planes in the building.
Sorry about Demos Diaz.
Yeah.
Okay, I was exaggerating. It wasn't because I know what she's talking about. I said one in four smell, but I'm very picky with my smell, too. So it's not bad. I'm still going to get down there and do some business.
Thomas.
But.
Give me a beer.
Sure.
Holy shit. Look at this fucking pussy.
Oh, my God.
I'll just jump right
everything.
Up and get up. Okay, well, I guess we're done here. I'm going to move on to the next one.
That's
that
why
was from Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer.
So we've had two complaints, three complaints?
No, there was no complaints, was there? Smelly vagina.
Planes going into buildings.
She was just talking about...
Miller Lite, please.
She was just talking about the show in general, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer. You want to
okay,
be the mother
she
of
said
children?
Don't use her name. So, from some chick...
I just snorted
from
on
Lufkin,
there.
Texas. You know
some chick from Lufkin, Texas.
Yeah, this one came to us via me.
My FB.
On your FB?
On my FB.
Okay. First 50 Shades of Grey as a topic? First 50 Shades of Shit would be more entertaining. Am I the only one in the world who doesn't want to watch or read about sex unless I'm watching or reading porn?
That's funny.
That was funny.
That's pretty good, but I know you won't understand 50 Shades of Grey because you're from Lufkin.
Who reads porn anymore,
I mean,
really?
You know.
It's the 21st century.
Is it?
Who does second. Read porn? You just hop on the internet and watch it. That is a good point, Matt. I back you on that.
Thank you, sir.
But she's reading about porn.
It's not listed as porn. Like, if you go to the bookstore and you're like, hey, I want to get 50 Shades of Grey, they're like, oh, come to the porn section. They don't do that, do they?
It's the erotic section.
Erotic.
So it's an erotica?
Erotica.
The adult fantasy section, whatever.
Let's make a call out to a guy who has read this book and is planning on going to the movie to give us a call or email us or something. I want to hear
if there is
one male out there. There's got to be.
That goes by himself and not drug along by a significant other, mind you.
So we can mask your voice.
Yes. Yeah, we
can
will.
Change it. We can do if we call you, or we just won't say your name in the email. But we need a guy's opinion of this book.
Yeah, because we don't get it. We just don't get it.
I don't have time to read it, and
Stubbs.
I don't want to download
Stubbs.
It.
He doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Do you fucking get it?
You just don't fucking get it?
I just don't fucking get it.
Well, obviously, you don't fucking get it. Okay, I'm going to finish this email.
Man, I've been kicked in the nuts about that statement probably 50 times in the last month.
I have a bunch of people coming up to
Everybody's
me
at the bar going, obviously, I just don't fucking get it, and just staring at me going,
what are you going to do?
Well, first...
I hear everyone fucking thinks that's funny as shit.
I'll say it, too.
Well, you know what? You don't get it. I don't fucking get it. What are you talking about? I don't get it. You get it? I don't get it.
After right about then, I go, well, fuck me.
There it
then
is.
They just, then we just kind of look. Then we just sit there and go, ugh, like that.
And just drop trowel.
After our first couple of shows, you'd walk in the bar and people just look at you like, well, those are them.
Yeah, it's always like, either they like the show or that's them.
Now they're starting to complain about it.
No, now they just come up and go, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
And they yell that at your face.
Holy shit, I actually got that. I just remembered because I was drunk.
I got it.
I was at a bar to be unnamed because you don't listen anymore. Or you hadn't listened yet. Fuck them anyway. I had this person walk up to me and go, hey, man, what are you buying over here? I'm like, shots for the table over here. I'm like, oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, I don't get that. I'm like, what do you not get? I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. I'm like, holy shit. Okay. He's like, you're Seth.
Was
right?
I with
like,
you?
Yeah.
Like, was I with
Seth.
You?
Yeah, you were at the table over
and
there.
And you sent that motherfucker over to me?
Yeah, I was like, hey, that's fucking Stubbs over there, bud.
Oh, so this person actually recognized you from the show that you didn't know before?
No, I had no idea who the fuck he was. No, he talked to other people.
Man.
He talked to other people going, no, that's Seth over there. You listen to the show, right? It's like, yeah, the fucking show's stupid as fuck. And they came over and talked to us and stuff.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
It was pretty fun.
And then I swear
that
there's
publicity
some...
still publicity.
Yeah.
I guess.
I swear there's some people in the bar that are looking at us like we're on some type of hit list and we're their mark and they're about to
You're from
us
Oklahoma.
Out.
Go kill those fucking fags.
Yeah. You're also... I'm running into people now at the one that I frequent the most, the TXB, that I'll be sitting down and they just shut up because they don't want to say anything. They don't want to act like anything. They don't want to do anything.
They stare at you going, you're like, going to put this on the show.
You're going to put this shit on the
show.
They don't want
to use it as ammunition.
Fucking asshole.
I get that too. They're going, oh, I can't say what I want to because you're going to fucking talk about it on the show.
Man,
like,
some people are so uptight, man. Jesus. I let you guys make fun of me all fucking day if you're going to put me on the show, man.
But then also, I
make fun of you to your face, though.
Check this
I know.
Out.
That's
the other
makes
day.
It even more fun.
Shut up.
I don't know if I told y'all this or not. The other day, I went up to the bar. I was by myself. And one of the dudes that I've been, hey, listen to the show, listen to the show. We even put the app on his phone a few weeks ago. Remember, Seth?
No.
Yeah. We have to do that as a podcast crew. We have to put the app on people's phones so they'll actually listen.
But anyway, we need a street team to
this
do that.
So this dude comes up to me. He's like, oh, man, what's up, dude? I was just talking to, man, I was just telling her about the girl with the chick with the two vaginas and da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So people are also listening and think it's decent.
We should. There should be. There's about 20,000 of them that are listening. So
okay, let me finish this email and everyone shut the fuck up. This is the 50 Shades of Grey from the chick from Lufkin. Second, love the show. It's kind of like
this
listening to Dustin teach a couple of guys with Tourette's.
Exactly. Thank you.
And I can't
hey,
agree
I
with that
have
more.
Tourette's. That's a fact.
No shit, well, Twitch.
Oh, we forgot about that.
Now there's three guys
Twitch,
in here.
Twitch. You hate that name, don't you?
I haven't been called that in years, thank God. Well,
you
I
came into
you
Steadfast
the
like the first practice and told us that was your nickname. And me and Johnson were like, we're not going to call you Twitch, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, that's not
that's
what
it
we're going to call
didn't
you.
It
took me years to live out that fucking nickname. Everyone through high school, through PhD.
Well, at least it wasn't Stubbs.
I called you Q. I never called you Stubbs.
Q-ball because he's doing an 8-ball
since the 8th grade.
Stubbs.
Jesus All right. Christ.
You got a stubby dick.
Read the last line
no,
of this email
I
so we can get over with.
Everybody loves toucan
Stubbs. Are you just waiting for it?
I'm waiting for it. Come on.
Third. Seth has a sexy voice.
That's fucking right.
Did she send a picture?
I could probably manage it. If you want to see a picture of her, I can probably get it sent over to you.
No, I'm good.
Bunch of...
I'm glad you enjoy my voice.
Wiener eating.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Speaking of which, did anyone go to the
parade
on Sunday?
Did you read my response to her?
No.
You guys didn't hear me. Never mind. They're probably not going to
I told her we
that.
Might be interested in coming down and doing a show down there.
Why?
In the old East Texas. Riding the old mule. The deer. The doe.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a ride down there.
They got a lot of deer down there.
Where?
We might have to take him. We'll get into this here in a minute.
Okay.
Next email. Oh, God. This one's so bad.
Once again, these emails do not reflect the attitudes or opinions of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. We do not agree with.
It's never good when we have
views.
To put out a disclaimer before
three
you.
Three times before
you
read it.
Three times.
That's okay. Like the third one other than the pre-recorded one.
Subject. Just listen. No one interrupt me on this.
Okay.
Subject. Just listen to show number 8. That bitch fucked up the show almost as bad as that dumb fuck you had on talking about the girl-on-girl football game. When you have someone in the studio, tell them to shut the fuck up when someone is telling a story and not to ask stupid, redundant, dumb shit questions until the story is over. Tell her ass to get back in the kitchen and make some sandwiches.
Oh,
yours truly,
my God.
Steven.
Steven, we'll let you tell those people that.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, Steven, come on over here. And
I'll give you a free t-shirt.
You can tell. Yeah. we'll have them in here, and you can tell them the same thing. We'll air it. Holy crap, that was harsh.
That was brutal.
I guess Steven doesn't know Eric.
I call Steven.
Eric's a big guy.
Stefan.
Stefan.
I don't think he gives a shit. It's an email.
Yeah,
so
he does.
He's like, I can talk whatever.
Does it say where
I
they're
want.
From or anything?
He's from Texas.
Stupid bitch.
I know who Steven is.
Go get back in the kitchen.
I know Steven.
Make some sandwiches.
You do?
Oh, that's fucking cute.
He is way bigger than Eric, and his is all muscle.
Uh-oh, Eric.
Yeah. He's gigantic.
That's funny.
So
how big is his dick?
It's little because the rest of it is so big.
Oh,
when you do roids, your shit shrinks
up. In comparison to the rest of his body, he's got a small cock. Yeah. But it's probably still bigger than any of ours.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha.
No, probably not. He shoots roids directly.
I don't know.
Nuts.
We could go to Home Depot real quick and settle this. We could go to Home Depot real quick and get the...
Let's go out to Matt's truck here and fucking...
You guys heard about the guy that ejected silicone
into
his nuts?
Hold on, boy.
Yes.
We're doing emails here.
All right.
Are we done with this one that's just raping our guests?
Yeah. Thanks for the hate.
We'll never have another guest on the show because
never
again.
Hey, get ready. Your emails are coming, sir. Next week.
Yeah, you're
going to get
a lot of hatred probably.
No one said anything bad about Jesse, though. And Jesse was out of control.
Yeah, how come no one said anything about him?
Because he was out of control and fun.
Okay. Yes.
Jesse's fun. All right,
subject. Warning. Warning to three gay guys. Three manly guys. Three opinionated guys. The V seed can be dangerous if you don't need it. If you have ever cooked a hot dog wiener in the microwave and it split from end to end,
Well,
that can happen to you.
Goodness gracious.
I know this to be true. A friend's son-in-law had it happen. So that's one reason they say go to the doctor if you've had an erection for more than 4 hours. Nasty. So try at your own risk. And she said, "Don't say her name."
Well, wait. Let's clear something up real quick. We weren't talking about Viagra. We were talking about
the
seed.
No,
she
I gave it. Seed. I gave you all those Viagra seeds.
Yeah, but there was nothing on the package that said beware of.
Yeah,
just
but
said,
there wasn't a package.
Yeah,
it just
kind of
came straight from the
market.
Yeah,
but this is more potent than Viagra pills anyway.
Yeah,
that's why you should only shave a little bit off. Sprinklings.
I think that.
So yeah,
I think
we can't be snorting and shoving it up our butt like we were talking about then, huh? Probably not.
I thought we were going to blow it into each other's butt.
With our cocks?
Oh, that was off mic.
How was that?
I thought we were going to grind it up and just shove our
wiener holes. Okay.
In it.
I'm out.
Grind.
Well, so that person.
Oh, my gosh, I know it's going to be a tough show.
I didn't bring my
Excuse
bean.
Excuse me while I get the cheese grater.
I can't because I didn't bring my bean. I have to borrow one of yours. Your seeds.
One of the seeds? Wow.
Is no, I think that person thinks that we're talking about Viagra, though, because she said the warning and shit.
No, she said V-seed.
Yeah.
Talking
she
like
said
a bunch
the
of impotent
V-seed can
fools.
Be dangerous.
Viagra seed.
I think they're trying to be hip.
You're supposed to put it in tea and stuff. You're not supposed to, like,
I emailed her back because she emailed me the first part,
My
and
face
then I asked,
got
how do you know this?
And your dick?
Yeah, I've done Viagra, so, I mean, meh.
I have,
but
too.
But I was really careful with it, though. Like, I didn't overdo it or anything like that. I just scraped it off about 10 times. I was like, here we go.
Did you scrape off a big, long,
shred?
Like a shred of it and just shove it in your pee hole?
Oof.
No.
God.
No.
No, no. I put it in my eye like acid.
Is that how we have to, is that how I have to do it?
That's pro right here. Pro.
That's how you go pro, yo.
That's how you go pro.
That's how you go pro. No, what I did was I chunked off a chunk of it like a rock, like an acid rock, and put it in my eye. That's old school.
Did your eyelid all of a sudden get real erect and start pushing out?
Did it make
no, but have you seen my eyebrows lately?
He got an eyelid boner.
Yeah, you got an eyelid boner.
Eyelid boner? That's what I'm going to start saying when I see a hot chick. My eyelid boners are going crazy right now.
When you shoved the Viagra in your eye, did you sit on the couch thinking you were a glass of orange juice and didn't want anybody to drink you?
No, I wasn't doing opium.
Oh, okay.
Orange juice and Claritin?
You silly goose. I am one with the couch.
No one can see me. I'm camouflaged in here.
No,
I
okay,
don't
well,
drink me.
Thanks for the I'm a hatred emails.
Is that all we got? I thought we had a voicemail.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. We got one of those, too.
Oh, dude, I totally want to hear this.
All right, are you ready?
Now, do you want to explain?
If I play this, I can't, like, redo it. I have to listen to it into entirety.
Yeah, let's just let it play in its entirety. This is someone we ran into the other night at the bar.
Mm-hmm. This is after Buffalo Wild Wings and...
All of our stories. This is at the bar.
Every story starts off good with, so I was drunk, and here's what happened.
You're
it never starts off with,
hold on.
So I was eating a salad, and...
Yeah. I want to clear something up real quick. I go out drinking quite a bit. I go to the bars quite a bit. But
I'm not mean to brag.
Hold on. I'm not bragging.
But I drink a lot.
Since we've started this show, I've never gone to the bar 8 weeks in a row. Now 9 weeks.
Oh, I go to the bar.
I know you do. You live there.
Wow, okay. I'm an alcoholic.
I've been going to the bar a lot.
Good, thanks.
You,
like, we don't fucking know this already.
You admitted that on the first show.
Oh, okay. Are we ready to listen to this?
And the second show. And the third
show.
Hey,
do you remember your first blowjob? Stubbs, remember your first blowjob?
Hey, here we go. Here we go. Here
Stubbs, remember your first blowjob?
No, I don't.
No? No, that's sad. Dustin?
No.
Thomas, remember your first blowjob?
Yes.
How long did it take the guy to come?
What was his name?
I forgot the punchline.
Where did he live?
How old was he?
I walked right into
did
that one.
Did he like the Dallas Cowboys?
You want to go camping?
Huh?
I'll fuck little boys.
Hey, but if you say go Cowboys right before it, it's okay, remember?
I almost passed. Holy shit, guys.
We didn't talk about it.
Oh, do y'all see me? I just like took it like a... tablespoon of wasabi. I'm about to pass out. I'm just going, whoa.
You just inhaled a bunch of oxygen while laughing, so take it easy on that. Man. Oxygen can screw you up.
I feel like I just had a glass of water.
All right, play it.
Like right now?
Like right
Do it?
This second. Oh,
okay.
Hey, guys, I want to say it's an absolute pleasure to meet you guys on Saturday night. Luckily, it's able to get away from the old lady and break out of Henrietta, my prize don, right her up at the bar. You guys are seriously out of control. And I wasn't planning on giving Seth a ride home, but luckily I brought a few extra oats for Henrietta. Her legs only buckled out from under her 11 or 12 times before we made it to Seth's house. So that girl is strong. One of my finest dough. If you guys ever need a ride home late at night, just give me a call and I'll come by and pick you up.
Okay.
One of the great things about riding deer around town is the cops can't stop you. DUI.
Sounds right. Like Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused.
Bye for now.
You know what's cool about high school?
Okay, wait. We got to dissect this a little bit.
Okay.
Is Let's that stop legit? Down for a little bit.
Okay, first of all.
Never mind.
I like how he sounds like he's stroking his dough as he's sitting there talking.
I think he is.
This night and ass piece of dough. He's petting my dough.
I kind of pictured the same thing. Like he's in a big, in his smoking jacket.
Oh, sorry.
With a giant. Reclining chair, his throne right in front of the TV, and his deer to the side as he calls in. And as he's talking to us on the phone with one hand, with his other hand, he's petting the deer, giving a couple of handfuls of oats here and there.
Okay.
Like,
you were trash, Stubbs. You were fucking gone. You were like, every time I bought a couple of shots at the end of the night, and you're like, dude, I'm going to throw up. And you like sit there and go, oh.
You did throw up.
Did the a couple times.
I
right in front of me directly after you took a shot. And I was like, dude, go to the bathroom. Or
you
get
told
to
the
trash
me you threw
can.
Up in the bathroom.
I really thought you were going to fucking throw up.
So
I was like, all right, fuck
there was
this
a lot
noise.
Of things that I don't
I
remember about
I walked over to
Dustin,
and I was like, dude, I want to go home. I'm fucking trashed. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Mr. Totally Fine.
Yeah, you were cool because you weren't fucking doing shots and stuff. Who was this guy? Do you know anything about him? Because I don't remember.
He was some
I remember
scrawny,
getting dropped off and
dude.
Laughing my ass off when he dropped me off. because
he was some
he goes directly to my
scrawny.
Fucking door. You know, I have a fucking yard. I have a yard and like the sidewalk and a couple steps to get up to it. No,
did you sit
fuck that. You're not getting put off in the street. He goes up to the fucking door. So I had to like seriously open my door up and like hit my fucking tree in front of my porch.
Wait a second. Now I'm confused. I thought he took you home when I was deer.
Yeah. Well, God, it's a fucking
is John
sleigh.
Deere?
It's a fucking sleigh. We're not on the deer.
This is weird.
I thought you were on the deer.
I thought you were on it with him, too. Because he said his the legs don't collapse. Like,
y'all
he's had
both
it happen
on
before.
It. Y'all were both on it, and the legs kept collapsing.
I was on pills, too, again.
Okay.
And I was drunk. I don't even know what was happening.
He did give you a ride home. It wasn't on a damn deer, but he is a deer whisperer, supposedly. And he's a skinny, scrawny, tiny, wiry-haired dude with a trucker hat. It was just
the meth head.
You know, he was all high pitched. Hey guys,
well,
did he live in Possum Kingdom?
He lives
here in Watauga.
He changed hats four times as we were driving. He's like, "Here's my fun hat. Here's my fuck hat. Here's my drunk hat." And he kept on putting different fucking hats on.
Now the funny thing is, oh my god!
Oh no!
Shit. Was in his truck.
Wait.
When you left the parking lot, he still had a gun rack in his truck.
Yeah, it's America.
A gun rack, no guns.
This is fucking America.
But a gun rack with an umbrella.
No, he didn't have them in the rack because they were sitting in the fucking seat.
Oh.
They were up, like, you know, the console.
It's always good to bring guns to a bar.
And they were sitting, they were just fucking pulled up right there next to you.
I think that's why it's illegal.
So as you're putting your seatbelt on, you, like, hit it with your shoulder. You're going, hey, you want to put these in the gun rack? Why? It takes longer to get to them. I'm like, okay, all right, we'll leave them there. That's cool. Just take me home, dude.
I think we killed Thomas.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't there. I can't comment.
Would you ride a deer?
Only if it was a John Deere.
How great would it be if we had deer races? Like there was actually like a
what
track
if we had
like
deer
out of
racism.
Well, I'm sure that's
deer
alive
race.
In America.
Okay.
You think the whitetails hate the axle deers and
the
stuff?
Mule deers?
How is
the
that racist?
Like get up on out of our hood, yo.
You think they roll up on
the
white other?
Tails are like, okay, I'm cool, I'm out, I'm gonna leave, I'm gonna
gang
leave, but I'm gonna come
the
back.
Wildlife reserve.
I'm gonna come back. Somebody's gonna get a cab.
Hey. This is the worst fucking show I've ever been involved in.
Grand Theft Auto.
I just want to say it real quick.
Five.
Ton of racism. Ton.
Against.
Get ready for the N-bomb.
Against who?
A lot.
Oh, it's against blacks?
No.
I saw something someone posted
it.
About...
Black on Mexican, black on white.
Like on a workout, like a workout page, and it was like a comedy, like a spoof, and they said, this is what happens when you don't rack your weights, and all of a sudden this guy like stops at Muscle Beach... Stops his car, gets out of it, goes up to this guy that's lifting weights on the game, and just beats the fuck out of him, and then shoots him. Like that's what happens when you don't rack your weights. And it was from the new game.
You ever been to Muscle Beach?
Huh?
I've been to Muscle Beach.
Muscle Beach is funny. The biggest guy I've ever seen in my life is at Muscle Beach.
Yeah, he was. I don't know if this is the time I was with you, but I saw a couple guys out there. I was going, that is stupid. They can't even pick their nose.
Did you ever go to
touch their nose?
The giant,
because their shit's so big.
Black guy with the little
bitty.
No,
also had a white guy.
No, there was the time we were out there was this big giant black guy with a little bitty blue satin thong on.
Yeah, they wear their body.
Remember that?
I probably blocked that out.
The only remember
was like being raped
the only reason
dad,
I remember is because I
uncle.
Still have a picture of it, and I'm like, that guy was huge,
yeah,
gigantic, and I use it every night for material. But
yeah,
layout.
Are we done with emails?
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Can you walk us out of here?
No. No. No outro.
We have no outro?
No. Once we get into the news, I'll play something for you, guy.
Oh, no email outro. Damn, I like that one.
We're going to do a slow version of the news.
Before
today.
We do the news, real quick, I said this last week. I want to throw this out there. I've got a massive photo shoot coming up.
Well, what's
I
funny
need
about it?
People. What's funny about this is... I have a massive photo shoot coming up, and I need people for it. So if anybody wants to volunteer to be a part of something really badass creative, it's got
Is
huge
it the coffee book table one you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's going to be on all coffee tables.
It's going to be gigantic, and I need some people. It's dark. It's gritty. It's going to be fun.
Someone's
going to
go to jail.
A week or two worth of shooting.
Someone will end up in jail.
It'll be me.
It will be
probably
amazing.
Will be
so
I'm not going to be in the photo shoot, though.
If anybody wants to volunteer and come join me,
when's
you can hit me up on plasticobject.com or Facebook/plasticobjectphotography or, you know, all
plastic
that stuff.
Plastic with a K.
plasticobject@gmail.com or my personal email or my personal page on Facebook. So.
Yeah.
Some local law agency is going to come knocking at the door.
You smell like mustard.
This guy, man. Okay.
She got some pizza hot dog.
What's funny is people can listen to us and not know.
What the fuck?
Callate la boca!
We need the... No? Just me?
Grab me another one, I'll fart your face and start practicing.
So let's just kick this off with the biggest thing that happened in the last couple days. The shooting.
The Seattle Seahawks beat the San Francisco... Wait, what?
Seahawks.
Shooting.
The shooting in D.C. All
the
that
shipyard.
Crowd.
That makes me sad.
Me too.
Why were we going to talk about that?
Well, the reason we're talking about it is because of bullshit media coverage that drove me up the fucking wall. Bam.
I am not privy to that.
I am.
I
watched some of it.
I was in the coverage, CNN coverage, and Fox News coverage on satellite radio.
Fucking circus.
And it was all over the place. It's a contest to see who can get there first. And spit out most crap, throw a bunch of
facts,
shit against the wall,
no
and
one does
what
shit,
sticks.
And just go, what, go, what,
okay.
go.
And it's funny because I told you guys I started watching Newsroom.
Yeah.
That's why, what, is there, I mean, are there not news people watching Newsroom going, you know, we should probably try to do that.
No shit, right?
Yeah.
That's a different type of show,
Arkin.
Though.
Huh?
That's a different type of show where it's, except for when there's like two or three episodes where they're breaking something.
Man, I've seen like three, and I've only watched six. They
but
broke the...
every night, it's usually just regular straight-up news, and they try to keep it...
Yeah, standard media.
Yeah.
That's
but
what
you've
I'm
got,
talking about.
They don't... Yeah, they need to be doing that. But the thing with standard media these days is they have 40 reporters out there that they keep bouncing around, and all of them are spitting out, there's 12 shooters, there's 4 shooters, there's 8
there's
shooters,
no
there's 9
checking.
Shooters,
like
there's
Seth
12
said.
Shooters.
There's no fact checking.
There's 37 people dead. There's 86 people dead. There's 2 people dead. There's 1 person dead. There's nobody dead.
His buddy's in Fort Worth. Let's talk to his buddy. Oh, yeah. It was local. Now it's national. Now we're seeing his buddy on national news. Who knows?
Oh, here's a
the guy we're after isn't really the guy we're after. We shouldn't have been after that guy in the first place. We're after this guy.
Yeah, that's why I don't like watching news.
Okay, here's another thing that bugged me
one of
about
the reasons.
It. About the shooting. The shooting was terrible, and it
obviously.
Sucks that it we've had another one. The political agenda immediately on all the social networks. You had all these people putting it into politics about gun control and stuff. Not even an hour after it happened, you had people posting stuff on Facebook about, well, see, they got gun control in Washington, and look what happened. Manana boo boo. Like, get the fuck out of here.
But
man.
Wait a second.
Where did it happen?
It was
at, though?
On a military base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did the guns come from? Have they figured that out yet?
Probably.
I don't know. Let's start
making
shit up. I believe he got them from the gun room.
Did he get them?
I'm sure.
From the military base?
There's a gun room on there, right? Yeah, just, you got it from there.
See, my point is, leave your political agenda out of everything for at least 6 weeks after the tragedy happens.
You can't.
You don't have to immediately come in with Ted Nugent shit right off the bat. Well, shit, see? This is what happens when Obama got up in there, and now we got this.
Obama hadn't done shit to fucking knock your guns
well,
down.
Well, the thing is, six
just
weeks after
that
there's another tragedy.
Six-week tragedy.
What
conspiracy.
Do you mean?
Conspiracy.
6 weeks after.
Because there's a conspiracy that goes around that the FBI has some type of major tragedy triggered every 6 weeks.
So what was 6 weeks ago then?
What would be the benefit to the FBI doing this?
No shit.
To keep them in the limelight?
The plane crash in the Chinese plane crash.
TWA?
No, the plane crash in where...
You fuck too low or
yeah.
whatever? Or
you fly too low.
You fly too low.
Bing, dang, ow.
Something wrong.
Something wrong.
If I was starting a band right now, you know what the name of my band would be?
What?
Something Wong.
Dick.
Something Wong?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, one of the things that came out today...
Holy fook.
And this is why I'm bringing... This is another reason I'm bringing this up in the news, except
holy fook! Holy fook, we gonna crash! Oh, no! Sorry, Dustin.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Holy
okay,
fuck!
I'm already done. Shut the fuck up.
Too skinny.
The blonde bimbo that was on
Too
The
skinny.
View. that likes to throw out all sorts of shit all the time to piss as many people off she can because she's Miss Perfect and I'm married to Mr. Perfect Quarterback.
Yeah.
No, not so much.
He's fucking perfect.
No, yeah, he wasn't.
He's been the most sacked quarterback since 2000. What?
Huh?
I can't do football stats. Can't do football stats.
No, you can. By the way, Fantasy Football League, my team, 2-0.
Don't give a shit.
Neat.
Stubbs.
So she's on...
Neat.
Today was her first day on Fox and Friends. And...
Neat.
She immediately spits out that, well, if gun owners should be registered with the government...
Mm-hmm. They should be. I agree with that.
So should people that play video games.
Bullshit.
Because video games lead to mass violence.
I agree with her, and I'll take it a step further. If you play Candy Crush, you need to register.
Candy Crush just sends you to that level. It sends you to the level of wanting to shoot someone.
That's why you need to register.
That's why I don't play it.
We need to register you as a Candy Crush player.
So her husband can't play video games.
What is wrong with her?
Well, and there has been
a
million.
She's fucking retarded is what's wrong with her.
She's missing some links.
She got kicked out the fucking View, didn't she? And those bitches are all fucking dumb.
There has been...
How do you piss off Bubba Wawa?
Test after test after test after...
Who would that be?
Baba.
Baba Walter.
I'm Baba
Baba
Wawa.
Oh, Barbara Walters.
Baba Wawa.
Violent video games do not lead to violence themselves. In fact, it's been proven that first-person shooter video games...
You get aggression out.
You get aggression out, and they actually relax you.
It's like spanking.
It's like a punching bag.
And it's good for hand-eye coordination. That's been the case ever since the Atari days.
Yes. All games are good for hand-eye coordination.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything? The fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up with your Mario Brothers shirt, you fucking Italian loving.
Are you wearing
Mario
Brothers?
Day I dream about sex.
Are you wearing a Mario Brothers shirt?
You fucking corn, Seth? You want to be in corn?
No, I'm a soccer. I'm a football fan.
Football. Not football.
It's just an Adidas shirt.
So my question is, can we get rid of this dumb
Man
bitch?
City.
Can
like
we
offer?
Get rid of what?
She was on Survivor. That's how she went from Survivor to this.
She was
aneurysm,
on Survivor?
Aneurysm. Aneurysm. Aneurysm.
Yeah. Pray for
aneurysm.
Survival Outback. It was
pray.
2000.
Speaking of who else? We can pack up the new Wendy's chick, too. I'm so sick of seeing her commercials.
I'm going to high five you.
Let's just do a double shot. Aneurysm. Aneurysm. Just make them aneurysm. Bam, bam.
I have a question about.
Is this a new aneurysm gun?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck there. Why was her ex co-star on the stage on that boxing match? Whoopi Goldberg. Why was she there?
That was Lil Wayne.
Oh, was it Lil Wayne?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was Whoopi Goldberg. Right. I was like, man, she's looking good. She lost some weight. She got a fucking
got a grill.
But holy hell.
She got her face tattoos removed.
I was not racist.
Or was that the other way around?
I had no idea where you were going with that. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Left field.
Chasing rabbits.
So how about...
Best.
It's not chasing rabbits.
I think I know you shot us some pussy blood.
How about Anna Liswaska?
What is that?
Who?
Anna Liswaska.
Oh. Where's she from?
She is from Warsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, Poland.
Yeah. This chick, I've got to get to know.
She wants to bang 100,000 men.
I need to get
lifetime.
To know her for 20 minutes.
She wants to bang them 20 minutes each, 100,000 men. Now, Seth did some quick calculations with the abacus.
I did some math on this.
Now,
how
do have
she?
An abacus here.
How old
That's
is she?
A surprise.
She's 21.
Okay, she's 21. And she's only banged, like, what, 600 guys so far or some shit?
Yeah.
She wants 100,000 men for 20 minutes apiece. And she also said, I only do this on the weekends. So you figure, we'll do a four-day weekend every time. It's still going to take her 65 years to accomplish that.
Yeah, and how much is Mr. 100,000 going to enjoy that? You know what I mean?
Oh, I think it'll be fine. If she keeps up with her kegels and stuff. She'll be fine.
Man, I drew the
lowest.
She'll
be needing some labiaplasty after she's done with it, though.
Seth, what number did you get?
Some labiaplasty?
Seth, what number did you get, man? What number did you get?
Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
No.
I'm at 100,000, dude. Fuck.
You'd be so depressed.
I'm 87,664.
Sweet.
Well, good for her.
And
I hope she does it.
And she doesn't speak a lick of English, from as far as I know. And she is taking applications constantly.
And
for
she's
people
not,
to be in her love train?
She's Damn. Not hot.
I wouldn't imagine she would be.
I can't see your picture from here.
And...
I'll look at it later.
With
Who
this, she said she
hot.
Wants to bang everybody of every descent,
I'm pretty sure
language, everything.
And she's pissed off all of Egypt and the Islamists over there, saying, stay away from our country or we cut your head off. And they sound Chinese.
Yeah, why do they... G'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
Holy fuck. Fuck you, man.
Welcome to my Islamic country.
What? Okay, I'm done with this fucking everything. Horror story.
So she's dumb. Now,
not horror. Horror.
Do y'all know what phrenology is?
Oh, of course. I've looked into this deeply.
Phrenology is the study of the shape of someone's skull to see the little...
little divots and stuff?
Yeah, every little feature, crevice...
so it's like reading a
nuances
poem?
In their skull to reveal character and mental capability.
Is it like reading a poem? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. It's like palm readers look at your palm and they look at all your cracks and everything. Well, there are people that look at your skull. And a guy just released...
Palm face.
A guy named Benza Magos just released one
about pretty smart.
Barack Obama's skull.
Oh. Oh, no.
How does he know? Don't you have to, like, touch and feel every little divot?
Let me guess.
And what? Crack. And
he's either involved with Satan, the Joker, or
which
Hitler.
Joker?
Or Hitler.
Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson?
Bam!
You had it on the C one. So here's
Hitler.
What he's got. He says that...
Sittler.
Sittlers.
Cult.
Obama has a bunch of natural and unnatural and preternatural features of a Manchurian candidate.
Okay. I understood almost nothing you said.
So basically, he's got a mysterious head scar... Which the mass media refuses to discuss into. That could have been a chip put in his brain for him to be a Manchurian candidate.
Oh, so funny. Okay.
Wasn't that a movie?
We're just going full fucking retard this show. I get it now.
It
I didn't know.
The head scar can range from CIA brand
implants Temple, Texas.
To a partial lobotomy by his puppet master handlers.
Oh, wow.
As well as the most shocking revelation that Obama once had a horn.
He was a fucking unicorn?
Yeah.
Okay, hey. Hold on. First of all, unicorns, you Yay. Know, they exist. But black unicorns, come on, they don't exist. Come on, guys.
There's no such thing as
that. There's no such thing as black unicorns, you dumb, stupid fucks.
They're called come nightmares.
All the unicorns are rainbows.
So he goes...
Come on, you goober douche. They don't exist.
The writer follows a trail of evidence that leads from Obama's brain surgery and dehorning... Government mind control programs like MK Ultra and Monarch, and that he also has deep roots with the Nazi occult.
Dun, 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 dun. Actually, I won on that. Mark, like I guess that. I said it would either be Satan, which I guess the horn could be, but
that is kind of that.
Thing. Or the Joker, or
I thought we were gonna lay out.
I got it.
The last sentence says that. Ultimately, the horn could lead to the satanic endgame revealed by the demon horn of Moloch.
I got 2 out of 3.
I've seen people with horn implants from like tattoo shops.
Can I get some?
Yeah, props, dude.
Right there, bam. So I think we should read this book because it sounds amazing.
I think they should put that in public school.
Is that?
I think one of you guys should read it and like just like do a whole fucking drunken review of it.
No, I want to just read the book on fucking the show. We have like 3 shows in it. How long is this book? How big is it?
I don't know. Hey, we should have
a book reader
that we review stuff, and it should be Matt. Matt Thomas.
I
want to
hear him twitch and fuck around on a book. Yeah, that'd be great. What the fuck?
Yeah, I would totally do that. And after a couple of beers, I'd fucking get on here and review it.
So, Seth,
by the way, way too fast.
Your
Did
buddy.
You see there's lyrics on that can.
My buddy. He's my buddy.
There's lyrics.
William.
Sword lyrics?
I believe so.
What?
There's not.
William.
I'm just waiting for them to finish their conversation over there.
Sorry.
I see you in the
Go
background
Dustin.
There.
In the background
there. William Ogan.
Oh, yeah.
William Ogan.
We went to high school together.
He's 31 Yogan. Years old. Morning, he's from Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was stopped the other day. He said he was doing the Lord's work.
He was always very religious growing up.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, he was masturbating on the side of a soccer field when the cops caught him, saying that he was spreading God's word on his wedding day. Yes, the day he married God.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He married God and decided just to start beating off.
Okay, different William.
No, it's probably the same.
No, I think it is. Here's a picture of him.
Fucked up people. I'd like to meet the ordained minister who actually performed the ceremony, because he's just as fucking nuts as he is.
So he married the Lord.
I doubt they actually had a ceremony and, like, guests arrive or anything.
They had it at Chuck E. Cheese.
They didn't have, like, reception where they had, like, dancing.
Probably the rats and roaches in his apartment.
They weren't out there doing the chicken dance and his anthrax. What the fuck's it called?
The chicken dance.
No.
Oh, the
chicken dance.
To the left, to the left, Cupid shuffle.
They didn't have that with God. God went out there just, like, fucking dancing and shit.
Now, he says he was Lord, man.
Is that the beating up?
Him, this guy, not God.
Okay, is this Florida?
No,
nope. Spokane, Washington.
This has to be
Spokane,
Florida.
Washington.
Shit.
I moved up there.
Washington?
Now, he says he's spreading God's word through semen?
Yeah,
like, just
apparently.
Spreading it?
He's spreading his seed to see who will willfully catch it and bear the next Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I'm so out. Dun, 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 dun. Is it time to go to the bar yet?
Almost.
I might go
so,
play GTA. So,
this guy got in trouble, I guess.
Yeah, he got arrested, and he's
really?
Crazy, and he'll
Why?
Be...
Oh, you...
Is that wrong?
Oh, you can't do that? Is that wrong? You can't do that?
I did that three times a day.
Okay.
I thought this was America.
I'll tell you what, we'll stop doing it. We'll stop doing it. I didn't know, man.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was wrong. No one told me nothing.
There's
no one told me when I was growing
right
up you couldn't jerk off. No
there are kids playing soccer. You know, now that you mention it, there are kids over there playing
field.
Soccer.
No one told me. There wasn't a sign posted.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my dick up.
You know, he can
okay.
probably do that. Say there wasn't a sign
Did
posted.
Did you bring condoms?
I guess no one gave him condoms at the wedding, huh?
I don't think
That'd
he needed
be a good
him,
wedding
he wanted
yet.
To spread it.
He did.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Terrible.
Matt Thomas.
Yeah.
Do you ever... Are you ever sitting around at home feeling lonely and wish you had a companion?
No, because I
have
got,
there with you.
Because I actually have one.
What if
my
she's
girlfriend.
Not there? What if she's not there?
You wish you could. Yeah, exactly. Whatever Seth is doing.
You wish you could have one just sitting there
Audible,
with you.
Not actual, huh?
Well, if you lived in Japan, you could rent a Japanese middle-aged man for $10 an hour.
Oh, dude.
Holy shit. What? Repeat. I was jerking off. Not literally, but, you know, figuratively.
For $10 an hour, you can rent a Japanese middle-aged man.
For what?
Just to come over and hang out with you.
And wow. God, I want that.
Do whatever you wanted him to do.
Now, what is middle-aged over there? Is it 40? Is it 30? Is it 60?
It is.
Don't they live to, like, 120?
I think it's 30 to 50, I think, is what the range is.
I would
is.
So get a 42-year-old, dude. Those are, like, the coolest people.
We too low!
They have, like, the weirdest shit
wrong.
Over there, man. Love hotels
Holy
now
fuck.
With this.
Wait, no, that's not even Japanese.
I just made that
that's
up.
Korean. That's not Japanese. It's Korean.
Oh, really?
Chinese?
No.
Vietnamese?
Bing no, fuck, I don't care.
I know
it's
Japan
some
has
fucking
love
yellow
hotels
skin.
In the Shinjuku
oh,
district.
God.
Good Lord.
What? That's not racist. That's what
How
they are.
How is that racist?
How is that racist? I was being... I didn't call him Slant Eyes or anything.
Oh.
How
was that racist?
What? I'm Holy not being racist. Face. They call us fucking round
Yellow
eye.
Blacks.
Hey, fucking round eye.
Yellow backs.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. Now that's
oh,
being
now.
Racist.
Now, oh, shit.
Now you've gone too far there,
I'm not
dude.
You call
him a
one,
yellow
man.
Back.
No way.
Don't call him a sewer back.
I ain't no yellow back girl. I ain't no yellow back girl.
Did
you say sewer back, Seth?
I ain't no what? Yellow
back. Silverback, is that what you said?
No, I said silverback.
Oh, I thought you said
black
sewer
people.
Back. Saddleback? Like, what, like Ninja Turtles or something?
Saddleback?
No, silverback. Black people.
Fatback?
I ripped this off of somebody. It was some comic. I don't.
Oh my
I can't
God,
remember
everything.
Hasselback!
Hold on, shut up. Shut up. There's this black dude up at my work, right? And he.
How's that racist?
I ripped this off of some comic. Racist? I forgot who said it. I would love to give him props, but I can't remember who said this. But he was like. You know, friends of
Someone
the black
dropped
dude.
It.
Shut up. So this black dude's walking through here, and I was like, dude, man, your knuckles are all bloody and shit. What, did you walk here? Because he's black, get it? Knuckle dragger? Dope.
That's got to get edited.
What?
We can't let that one fly.
30 minutes is getting edited.
What the? I'm not being racist.
There goes the show.
Like, when Shoot the Shit
great.
Ended,
great.
We
okay,
were just cutting
great.
It all
Whatever.
Out.
Whatever.
All right.
And
how is that racist?
I'm not being fucking. I was.
Hey, everybody, quiet, quiet.
Fuck! God damn it!
And in two.
I'm here!
Three, two, one,
go. Take two.
Cut.
All right. Over in Japan, if you're bored, you can rent a...
A black girl just texted me, what's up? I'm not racist, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
So you can... Wait, what?
Huh?
You can rent a Japanese dude that's...
People know we're joking. They know. Do. They know we have weird, fucked up sense of humor.
I just get,
look. We have friends that are all color. Our friend Matt Thomas.
I've met her.
Purple.
I'm not racist. You've introduced me to this woman.
That's only on my YouTube videos. That's the screen.
I've met her.
We're You're so purple?
Out, yeah.
Why are you trying to prove it to me?
Worst show ever.
Why are you trying to prove
I'm
it
sorry.
To me?
Y'all want some 17 bizarre sex facts?
Yes. Maybe I should start farting on the mic some more.
I need, no, don't. No. 17. Go, Dustin. Sorry.
I'm not going to give y'all 17. I'm just giving you a couple. Did you know 1 in 10 European babies is conceived in an IKEA bed?
Really? Like at the store?
Or do they sell a shit ton of beds all over Europe?
G'day, mate.
1 in 10.
That's a Swedish company, isn't it?
My ex-girlfriend had an IKEA.
We're going to get an email one of these days.
But she won't let me
Tell
go past
Stubbs
their base.
That g'day, mate's Australian.
Don't you know that's where they fucking, the UK sent their fucking criminals?
You're an asshole, you know? You say g'day, mate, after everything.
And go, well, well, and go mate. Cowboys?
Only at the bar when he's drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he can say something
yes,
about punching
yes,
cheerleaders.
Yes, yes.
British spies stopped using semen as
so
invisible
you know
ink because it began to smell.
Wait,
it
wasn't done
fresh.
With IKEA.
Wait.
Maybe IKEA should have an abortion department.
Whoa.
Okay, seriously, what the fuck, guys? Are we trying to be shitty? What are we doing here?
Are we
what
just deliberately
we
trying
here?
To tank it?
I thought
it?
That was good. I was going to write that. That was going to be in my stand-up.
Oh, yeah?
That was terrible.
God. It was terrible.
Would you put it up there by the little cafe?
Like well, restaurant. Cynthia, come to the abortion department.
Have
Cynthia,
it in like
come
a side building
department.
Like the optometrists at Walmart and Target.
Walmart should have an abortion department for sure.
The final
this
edit of the
be
show
way
is going to
be
15 minutes.
In.
So anyway,
in.
British spies stopped using semen as invisible ink because it began to smell if it wasn't fresh.
Question?
Mm-hmm.
How was he using it as invisible ink in the first place?
Yeah,
a black
that's
light?
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't really work. I've done it. I have a black light in my garage, and I've tried it a few times. It doesn't
if
work.
If your semen is diluted with a bunch of alcohol, it won't work. If it's pure like mine.
Fair enough.
Why would you jack off in your garage to begin with?
Though? I wasn't jacking off.
You jack off?
I wasn't jacking off, you jack off.
Fucking, this is your garage just looks like it's camouflaged, and it, when a black light's on, it's just all spotted up and everything. Like a fucking cum circus.
I'm thinking about that race with the multicolored...
Here's my fuck suite. The garage.
Hey, you want to see a cool trick? Hey, bitch, you want to see something pretty cool?
Hey, sweetheart.
Watch this, I'm going to turn this black light on. Holy shit!
And she's like, why is it all over your face? You look like a fucking clown.
Holy shit!
You look like Bozo the Clown.
Grand prize game.
It's a holy shit space. Okay, so here, we're going to geek out for a second. Got to think, okay?
Oh, good, I'm out. Cool.
A single sperm contains 37.5 megabytes of DNA information.
Okay.
One ejaculation represents a data transfer of 15,875 gig.
Yeah, I know.
Or the equivalent to the combined capacity of 62 MacBook Pro laptops.
Right.
Jeez. Damn.
I'm all over it. I don't know about you.
Who analyzed that?
What about a female ferret will die if she doesn't have sex for a year?
Wait, go back. You're blasting through these.
Holy shit. No, hold on. That is awesome. So we can start calling whores ferrets. Because, like, oh, she doesn't fuck, she's going to die or something because she's a fucking whore and she fucks everything and walks. Can we start doing that?
Okay.
Call chicks ferrets?
Ferret hoes?
Yeah. If they don't fuck in a year, they'll die.
Yeah.
Like, she can't fucking just go without dick for like 2 weeks. She's like, oh, no, I got to fuck again.
Huh.
Fuck anybody who walks.
I think this
right?
is.
Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, maybe. No, you're
fuck
right.
It.
I think so.
I'll work on this later.
You're a ferret.
I'll put that in my stand up.
That's in the stand up.
You'll see it on improv in about 2 weeks.
I think my favorite one on this list is...
Wednesday nights at improv.
We're going to have the worst-selling comedy tour ever.
No, it's open mic over there.
Oh.
I just go in there and just bomb.
A single...
Kind of like you do here?
Yeah, exactly.
A single human male produces enough sperm in 2 weeks
Man,
to
there's
impregnate
a lot of jizz talk today.
Every fertile woman on the planet.
No shit. I know all this. Tell me something I don't know.
What?
So every 2 weeks you can go... and be like, that was the world right there.
I've actually committed mass genocide a few times on, what's her face over there? Text me right now.
Matt Thomas?
Yeah, I've actually sent to him too.
Hey, I've actually got some bad news that I read today. Did y'all see that link that I put about gonorrhea?
What about it?
Gonorrhea has joined the strain of diseases that have become, how do you say?
They've joined Cobra to take over the world?
Antibiotics does not kill it. So
bullshit.
Seth, you're fucked.
Bullshit.
Nope.
I know for a fact that's
maybe
bullshit.
In a third world country.
What do y'all think about that? These diseases, these super diseases they say we're about to have because of antibiotics.
Okay, every conspiracy disease has been theory super or disease because yeah, they couldn't cure any of them.
Or they're trying to bring down the pharmaceutical companies.
No, they're so racked up with the government, it's retarded.
Do you want real stuff or conspiracy theories?
I want to hear both. Your conspiracy theory.
I got real stuff right now. I got this all day.
You're fucked, so it doesn't matter.
No, do the real.
Let's hear
Seth. Let's hear real first.
Every fucking disease that's ever been out there, a fucking paper cut would kill you fucking 200 years ago. Everything couldn't be fucking cured. So it was all super disease. Mm-hmm. They'll fucking figure out some whatever the fuck and fix whatever they got coming out for some super disease that's mixing up with these other things. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Everything used to be super disease.
What's the conspiracy theory?
That the planet is becoming overpopulated and we're running out of resources for it.
How is it overpopulated? We're in areas we are, but the actual Earth...
There are way too many motherfuckers in this world.
Isn't even fucking close to being populated.
China?
No, not as far as land. You didn't hear what I said.
Okay.
The Earth is overpopulated and there's not enough natural resources to take care of who is here right now.
Because of what we do.
So.
Because of how we are.
Yeah, exactly.
We're filthy humans.
I don't make any food, so I don't have enough food to consume.
It was like 2 years ago we reached that point to where the Earth could provide for everyone, and then we hit the flip side.
Well, because.
And the government, you know, the New World Order.
Thin it out a little bit.
They want to thin it out, so they're releasing these super.
Start in Tarrant County. Is
this part of the streams you see in the sky? It's not condensation. It's the other fucking thing.
Diseases being
the
sprayed.
Bullshit. Yeah, they're polluting us and killing us.
What do they call it?
Brent has a conspiracy theory that the West Nile virus, when they're going out and spraying, they're actually spreading it. I don't know why she says it.
Well, you know
why it would be like that, but
you know the West Nile virus.
I'm always stoned when I hear her say it. I'm like, oh,
what?
It's been proven.
You smoke weed. You don't smoke weed.
Oh, it's been proven that the West Nile virus was.
I don't.
Engineered. It was engineered. What? It wasn't.
Well, great
mosquitoes escaped from the lab.
Great job, chemists. They're hardly doing shit. It's not killing near enough people.
Well, anyway,
working on Jurassic.
Either way, Seth is fucked because gonorrhea is. Getting bad.
I don't have it anymore.
It's getting big, getting bad.
I got that fixed a long time ago.
Whip it up on the table. We'll hit it with the mallet. Green shit will
see
shoot
that green
up.
Shit. Ow! Is it in Vietnam, motherfucker?
It's like a freaking...
They don't do that anymore?
No. They actually have a cotton swab that is sticking your pee hole now. So, all right, ladies. I'm kind of clean. Give me your numbers.
He's had his penicillin tip. He can go out this weekend.
I'm mildly clean. Go ahead and send me your emails with your numbers on them.
It's cool. We can chill all night. I got my penicillin Q-tip the other day, man. It's cool.
It's sitting right here.
Start fucking peddling them on the street and shit. It's like, hey, you got shit. Here you go. $10.
Pedophile what?
Huh? No, I just didn't say pedophile. I said peddle that shit on the street,
man. I know what you said. I'm just making funny. I'm going to kick in the balls.
My nuts were right there on the table. Kick that all you want.
So, we done with news, I guess? Y'all got anything else y'all want to throw around?
Hallelujah.
That's all I got.
Hallelujah.
Remind me never to bring up middle-aged Japanese men on this show again.
Because we love them.
That's getting cut. There's no way we're putting that out.
If you're wondering what we're referring to, because it's already been cut out.
That 20-minute cut.
There's a 20-minute where I tried to talk about Japanese middle-aged men that you could rent for $10 an hour, and it got way out of hand.
Are we really going
to
cut that?
Those
I wasn't
two over
being
there.
Racist. I was just...
Anyway.
I was on my all best
right,
behavior.
Yeah, kill the music.
It's killed.
Let's jam some of this right here.
I did it. I'm done. This sounds like shit. Who's this?
It's my band.
Oh, it's definitely shit then.
The Confounded. Plug your show this weekend.
How many EDs are in there?
We are playing at Bryan Street Tavern in Dallas. this Friday the 20th.
What time y'all going?
Between 8:30 and 9.
And this is your CD release?
Yes, it is our CD release. The EP will be available. We'll be selling out the show, and it will be available on iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon.com, and CD Baby.
Whoa. How many songs are on your EP?
5.
Nice.
5. Nice.
This is track number 3, I Need a Woman.
Where'd y'all record it at?
We recorded this with a dude by the name of, please don't laugh, Daniel Schmuck.
He sounds like a...
No, actually, he did a badass job, really.
Is he Jewish?
Schmuck.
Where at? What lab?
Schwartz.
Schwartz be with you.
He doesn't have a studio or moniker name.
Daniel
He's
Schmuck.
Out of...
Nice to meet you. My name is Daniel Schmuck, yeah. Does it have
he gets
a Daniel Schmuck. Good goddamn to meet you.
Yeah, he gets enough flack for that as it was. Actually, John, our lead guitarist, he recorded with his last band with him. But he's out of Argyle. He did a pretty badass job, and he's pretty cheap.
Daniel Schmuck here, you
want to
do a shot?
So he doesn't have us.
We can do a shot of Jaeger.
Does he record normally? Or
no, yeah, yeah, cool. That's his. Well, he does
what,
that,
do you think
and
I'm
he
some
also
kind of schmuck
runs,
or something?
His, runs a side business out of his home. So, yeah, he did a very good job. I was very pleased with the end product.
I record you for $1.50. But no, not $2. Hey, schmuck off. Yeah. Stop being a schmuck off.
Crank it up. Crank it up a little bit. Let's hear it. Dustin?
That's me singing backup.
Oh, that's what that is.
That's what sounds out of tune.
Do you know what keys are?
You know you have auto-tune on with
Yeah, really. Pro Why Tools. Didn't you Kanye it up?
Because I'm Robo-Tuner.
Why don't you T-Pain this shit?
No, I need
T-Pain. Oh.
Yeah.
Robo-Tuner. Pretty good. Pretty
John
good.
John used to play with Within Chaos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is funny because this is the Confounded is the first original band that I've ever
Stop
joined where none of the previous members knew
More
each other
light.
Personally.
Stop cowbelling.
It sounds very Toadies meets Paul meets Weezer meets
Paul McCartney.
Somebody told me we sound like Caius.
Caius?
Really?
Yeah, I don't see any of that.
Really?
Of course, you've only heard this one in one of the tracks.
Are you talking about Callus? The K-A-L-I-S?
No, Caius. K-Y-U-S-S. Caius. You know,
Josh Hum.
Josh Hum.
I was totally
Before Queens of the Stone Age, there was.
I just got false started here,
which
guys.
We still haven't reviewed that CD.
Sure doing.
Don't play that song.
Whatever you want to do it again. All right. So, new releases this week. I have none of this loaded up, so there will be no audio clips. Sorry.
You know what?
My
you
band
know what?
CD
hey,
the
you
confounded.
Know what? Before you even get into this, I got an email from iTunes, and you can just go ahead and scratch off one.
Which one?
You know.
I'll scratch off one what?
What are you talking about?
We're not going to talk about one new release. There's one we're not going to talk
well,
about.
Well, don't bring it up then. We won't talk about it.
We can talk about this one.
We can talk about this one?
You may talk about this one.
The new Gwar.
Oh. Did you hear about the petition?
Battle
trying
Maximus.
Trying to be signed for 2015 so they can play the Super Bowl. That will never fucking happen.
Oh,
no
my
way.
Gosh.
Have you heard about that?
With
no,
their giant dick?
Genius.
They already have like 20,000 signatures on it, too.
That is genius.
That would be great.
Hey, but remember that one halftime show that Nickelback was going to play and they
oh
got
dear.
Like over 100,000 signatures
oh dear.
For petitioning the NFL not to have them?
They
played
not to
anyway?
Have them?
Yeah.
It only got 100,000? I would have signed
no,
that
No, no,
shit.
No. It got at least 100,000.
Yeah.
That should have had like a million.
I want to go back in time and re-sign that.
They played a Super Bowl halftime show?
God, can you imagine Gwar playing Super Bowl?
I phased that out
they
of
were
my
in
head.
The
How many
Butthead,
confused black
Genesis
people would there
game.
Be?
Gwar was.
There'd be like, there'd no. be so many confused.
If they played the Super Bowl halftime show,
yeah.
a rapper would have to come out and do like some type of cameo
okay.
or something.
Calm everyone
How
down.
How many people watched yeah. the Super Bowl? 70 million or some shit?
That's weird.
This next, or 2015, probably, what, 70 million people?
That would cost
65.7
so much
million people would be confused as shit. Not
okay,
just
he has
people.
Magic powers these days.
I wish we had video.
That's really Jedi mind tricking that shit.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm down with Gore doing a Super Bowl.
How about MGMT, anybody? Fan?
I like some of their stuff.
They're releasing a new album this week.
You ever seen the video for Electric Feel?
Yes.
Showbiz Pizza Band's in it.
Jack Johnson,
about Pearl Jam, asshole.
Aren't you a big Jack Johnson fan over there?
I'm
Oh, he sucks. Right.
He is a fan of Jackie Miss Johnson. We all know that.
Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, he released a new one.
Okay.
It's really just an unfun week.
Play it. Play it.
I don't want to play any Jack Johnson.
Don't.
That's more.
Is this it?
Let's just play this. This one's all right.
What is this?
This is all right.
MGMT. MGMT.
This ain't Red Hot Chili Peppers. What are you talking about?
What?
It's music. I don't know anything.
You don't.
I'm retarded.
New Placebo. Anybody a big?
Holy shit, they're still around?
Yes.
From, oh my god. Yes, I bet this is going to be
fucking, I didn't know they had
gold.
CD out of it.
Yes. Like I said, I don't have their stuff loaded up.
I'm talking about you on my podcast right now because you're black. Ha ha ha. I'm texting someone right now with that.
You're trying to justify
no,
the whole 30 minutes.
You know what? I don't give a shit.
When have you ever?
We had.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm always an open racist.
You turn it off and on, though.
Just whenever?
When I'm in front of him, I'm a lot more racist.
It's like
when he's trying to, when he's trying to get laid, he's not a racist.
No. That's when I pick it up a hardcore notch.
Oh, that's awesome.
I take it like three notches up when I'm trying to get laid by a black girl. Or guy. Or guy. I don't judge.
It's all ejaculation, right?
I agree that with that Stubbs. Can we move along?
That's a Stubbs quote, by the way.
Maybe.
Can we move the fuck along?
What's
I'm done.
I'm waiting on y'all.
I'm done.
Are you?
Let's drop the show up.
Nope. DVD releases, Iron Man 3.
Yay.
Yeah.
Of Wasn't course. That like 2 weeks ago?
Starkin.
It was on iTunes, but now it's on DVD.
I didn't go see it, but didn't you tell me it was meh?
The first time I saw it, it was meh.
Okay, we saw a pre-showing of it.
Yes.
Before a week before it came out.
And they switched some stuff up after they got all the mans.
And there was other things that were wrong with it.
They got like a bucket of mans.
And you guys going to check out
the edited wrong and everything.
The Shield show that's going to be on ABC? That looks pretty interesting.
The Shield was that about does look 10 years ago, though. That was about 10 years ago.
No, Joss Whedon's doing that one, too.
Huh? Not the Shield, the fucking...
Yeah.
Dude!
And most importantly this week, Grand Theft Auto 5 was released.
Yes.
And
which you have.
I
got
it. I
can't wait for VI.
Loaded it up.
Video games.
And after this show, I'm going to go in there and kill some more hookers dead and some people at a military
base. Hey, another poll we need to take.
You're all about taking polls, aren't you?
I can't wait to go kill a hooker and then also go buy that game.
I'm out.
Let's have the show up. I'm done.
I wonder if
I'm
there's out. An AT&T building in this game.
Oh my god,
dear.
Dude.
Jeez, man.
Good lord.
Alright.
See you, boys.
Well, Matt, Thomas,
Dustin.
You got anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, other than my band's website, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheConfoundedBand. You could also check our YouTube page, The Confounded Band, or The Confounded Music, one or the other. And our CD is going to be coming out on Friday.
Fuck you.
Shut up. Via iTunes, Bandcamp, CD Baby, and Amazon.com. And I also got my own personal YouTube channel, The RoboTuner, which I just play a bunch of bass tracks and do acapella videos, which are
oh my god, that sounds absolutely horrible.
Shut up.
Has anyone here watched that?
And I also want to give a shout out to Billy Avent, AventGuitars.com, who fixed my fucking bass amp.
Who's that?
Billy Avent.
Yeah, Avent Guitars, AVENT Guitars.com.
Nice.
Fuck off, Seth.
He's a luthier. He does some badass guitar work.
We don't care about his religion.
Who mentioned his religion?
He said he's luthier.
Shit, Dustin.
Luthier. I didn't say Lutheran. Damn it. Anyway, he did a badass job on my amp when I was told by the previous guy that he couldn't fucking figure out what was wrong with it. So, yeah, he's awesome.
Best person to the
definitely
show,
give,
I'm fucking
definitely wanted to give him some props.
I never want to be on the show again.
Oh my,
this is the worst show I've ever been involved in.
We're not going to make it to episode 10.
Goddamn, hang my fucking self.
Nine shows is it. We're done.
Oh my god. It was a fun
run.
Boys,
let's go.
Two are idiots.
Come on, boys.
It was a fun run, right?
The Confounded with...
All right, seriously.
The Grind.
All right, see you guys later. Send us emails, please. Those last emails were fucking hilarious. I love them.
Yes, more emails, more hatred.
Bye-bye, guys.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Oh. And go see Matt this weekend. Peace out.
Peace, yo.
kill a hooker!